Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should you know how much your colleagues earn? Does it bother you what John across the desk from you takes home each month, or Mary sitting to your right? Do you ever think, like, are they actually getting the same rate of pay as me? We're chatting about this today because a new EU directive set to come in next June will see, it aims to bring about greater transparency on job listings and to reduce the gender pay gap. And one of the elements will now see Sweden preparing for a whole new era when it comes to people's salaries. They're no longer going to be a secret there. And what the Nordic nation is on track to do is to become the first, one of the first countries in the EU to be ready to implement the 2023 Pay Transparency Directive. And under those rules, companies operating within the EU will be required to disclose salary information. So colleagues, employees, will have the right to request information from their employers about the average salaries for co-workers from similar duties, operating similar duties. And I'm really interested in hearing people's thoughts about this today. Mick is with me on the line. 1800 453 1066 is the number. Mick, do you want to know what your colleagues earn?
Well, I think from a voyeuristic point of view, it's interesting to know what they're earning, right? But, like, if I'm honest with you, I think in a corporate environment, in the private sector, frankly, I have no business knowing what they earn, okay? Because I think the danger with that is if I might think, oh, this guy's earning more than me, it's not fair. Or consequently, I might think someone else is earning less than me and they're doing the same job. Therefore, I might be inclined to work less harder. I think it could have a dangerous kind of neutralizing effect across the board, you know?
Yeah, it could really damage morale in a company.
If it becomes known, yes. But I also think I'm a firm believer in the private sector, and that you have to allow employers to use their discretion and reward people appropriately.
So you're sort of, it wouldn't antagonise you too much then, Mick, if your own colleagues knew what you took home.
It wouldn't, but at the same time, as I'd be interested in knowing, but I don't think I've any right to know. And actually, to be honest with you, I think potentially the damage that might be done from I'll draw very much of a distinction here between private sector and public sector.
Should the public sector kind of know? I mean, like, if you're the teachers in the school today, you know, will know what their colleagues are earning, and they'll know what those that have 10 years more experience than them are taking home each month. It's just the same for the nurses and the guards as well.
It is, and I think in the public sector, is that a good thing necessarily? Because I mean, I think the argument is, and I'm certainly not going to say bad things about our public sectors on the front line. You know, guards, we see them doing on TV every night, doing great work, and as our nurses and teachers, etc. But like, there's probably other parts of the public sector where you'd say, oh, are these people really, are they really trying that hard? Are they, you know, and where is it? And it's a disincentive for people to work that a little bit harder, which you do have in the private sector. So I suppose my view on all of this is, I don't agree that employers in the private sector should have to make it known what colleagues are earning. I think it's fair enough. Within a band, maybe, like I'd say the difference between 40K and 60K or something like that for a particular role. But you have to reward people who are working that bit harder, putting in that bit of extra effort. And I think that's where the discretion comes in.
Do you agree with that, Hilary? Should those that work harder and are more productive, should they get more money than their colleagues, or should everybody know what everyone's taking home each month?
I agree with everything that the gentleman who spoke before me said. And I just add in that when you take professions such as acting, anything to do with media, acting where there's talent and, you know, gift involved, then that talent must be rewarded. Because it will be, you know, brilliant actors, et cetera, playwrights, songwriters, composers, they will earn more money for everybody who's involved with them as well.
Okay.
And the advertising and the whole thing will go with it. It's a whole machine, as you know from your own profession, Andrea, you know. And it can also be very precarious because you can be very, very popular. Your look, the way you speak, your style can be very, very popular for a certain time, and then suddenly it's not working mm-hmm. anymore, or people get bored, or whatever, and that's why the main stars in the media are paid more than.
And you think that should be the case? Okay, so yes,
because they could be left high and dry financially.
Yeah.
Like the same as with sport. Sport is the same as well. Yeah. Everyone isn't paid the same because. There's a fragility to being way up high as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You can fall harder if you lose your job, and you're no longer the face that brings in all the advertising money and so on.
So what?
There was, you wanted to ask me something, did you, Andrea?
Yeah, with regards to morale and how this might impact morale, Hillary, in a company, do you think it would have any negative impact?
I think it could, it could be very demotivating for some if they feel they're not being paid enough. And, it would depend on what the discrepancy between the salaries would be.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I was walking all the way from Malahide every day along the seafront in the rain, pregnant, to get to the office, and I'm doing exactly the same amount of work with exactly the same quality work, etc., as
someone else who's getting more money than you, it could be very frustrating. There's no question about that. Brian is with us. Brian, you got in touch about this. Do you want to know what your colleagues earn?
No.
Why not?
Because I think to some degree there has to be the discretion of the organisation to value an employee in the way that they value them. And sometimes that's not, I would say, equitable to all parties. And I've been on the receiving end of this myself.
Okay.
I've had a scenario whereby I worked overseas for a number of years, and they then, when I was there, they released the expatriate wages or salary details to everybody. And that caused absolute massive rift within the organization from people who had been my friends, and then all of a sudden they felt that I shouldn't have been earning as much as I was. Mm. Perhaps that's true.
And why did they do that, Brian?
Because to be honest, Andrea, I think it's because that at that time there was a big focus on expatriates being paid more than locals were. And
and it caused war, did it?
It caused havoc.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I managed a team at that point of about 50, maybe 60 people. And when they heard about my salary, it just caused an awful lot of friction.
Mm. And difficult for you then if you're in a management capacity as well. Like, this listener makes the point, this is the working person's stance against the employers. They have too much of an advantage when it comes to hiring and pay rises in any negotiation. The person with more knowledge stands to gain the most. It should be completely transparent. There's no question about this. Stop the big companies taking advantage of their workers. What about you, Sheila? Do you want to know what your direct colleagues earn?
I certainly would. In those circumstances. But bearing in mind, and everyone agrees, that talent, experience and qualifications should be, be rewarded. But having said that, Andrea, transparency promotes equality and fairness. And if one person is earning more than the other, then that person should ask, or the person earning less should ask, why am I earning less? And if they get a good, reasonable explanation of that, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because we all, you're rewarded according to your productivity or your talent or whatever, depending on the industry that you're in.
Also the contribution you make to the company.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's very visible in some companies, especially in sales, where sales are involved. You're paid according to your sales. But it must be transparent. And this is where exploitation of workers comes in. And that gentleman just mentioned that because he was an expat, he was earning more than the locals. That was inherently unfair. If he was doing exactly the same job as the natives, that was unfair if he was paid more than they were.
So you think that, that you'd agree in instances maybe that reports like that should be published. But you can see the difficulty it would cause for a company even in doing so.
But if the company could explain to people, this is the reason. This is why. I mean, you see, there's far too much exploitation of people who, in fairness, it has to be said about women. You know, we never speak up for ourselves a lot of the time. And we frequently find ourselves in situations where men are paid higher than we are because they shout louder and because they value themselves more than we do. And that leads to unfairness.
And that's a big part of what this EU pay directive, you know, is aiming, I suppose, to address, Sheila, is to try and reduce that level of, to reduce that gender pay gap as well. Brian, what happened in your situation? So this was released and there was uproar over the fact that, that diaspora or you or other colleagues were paid more than locals. What happened ultimately?
I would say, first of all, I agree with the lady there in terms of I don't think there should be any salary disparity between men versus ladies in any role. I've never agreed with that. I would disagree with the fact that these guys chose me to bring out to that jurisdiction because I was more qualified, I was more experienced, and I did have a skill set and a background that they weren't able to find locally.
Well, therefore, you should be paid more for that.
And I was paid accordingly. I never negotiated salary. They just told me that this was what it was. And I think, I mean, I wouldn't change that. I mean, if I was running a company and if I could find somebody that was experienced, you know, adept in a particular, field of study or, you know, whatever industry knowledge that you needed, you have to pay for that.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, if you're looking for a specific set of skills and if they have to recruit from overseas and you have to bring people over to a different country to have that level or that particular skill set that you're seeking, then absolutely, you or whoever the candidate it is should be rewarded for that. Like this listener says, I am a senior administrator in my firm with 35 years experience. There are other people where I work also called senior administrators with just 5 years experience. I'm paid more because of my experience and I get jobs work done quicker, more efficiently, and I have the technical knowledge. Those with less don't. I don't want those people knowing what I earn. Likewise, I don't want to know what other senior administrators with my level of experience earn. I'm happy with what I'm paid. End of, says this listener. Caroline Reedy is with me on the line. Caroline is the managing director at the HR Suite. It could cause a lot of problems for companies, Caroline, couldn't it?
It could, insofar as, without doubt, you know, people say, well, I don't want to know, I'm happy out. But then when they find out and if they feel that they're unfairly paid in comparison to somebody they feel they're performing more than, definitely it can cause issues. But I do think overall this is a good thing because it allows for flexibility to pay somebody differently if they've got more effort involved in the job, if there is, you know, tougher working conditions, if it's a case they have more skills, knowledge, experience, responsibility, etc. So the idea of the Pay Transparency Directive is that you're making sure, particularly in the case of men versus women, that people are being paid fairly for work of equal value. And I think that is going to, I suppose, really enhance the opportunity of similar jobs. So it's not even just the exact same job, it's jobs of equal value. And, you know, that has been already, we've a lot of cases in the UK where they're ahead of us. And it's been already implemented. So, for example, you know, somebody who might be doing a warehouse job and somebody who might be front of house in a retail environment are arguably now they're considered to be similar of equal value.
Well, what
therefore,
about the idea of a rough guide? Like I just put a non-scientific poll up on my Instagram today, Caroline, about this. And when we were asking people, you know, should you know how much your colleagues earn? 67% told me that absolutely you should. But 33% thought the idea of having a rough guide, like a sort of a, you know, kind of barometer where it might be, you know, Caroline Reedy is somewhere between the 40 to 55,000 bracket, or, you know, whatever example you want to use. 33% were in favour of that suggestion.
Yeah, and I can understand why, because I think ultimately this is going to be a case that the category of work you'll do will be a band. And ultimately, rather than knowing what everybody individually is paid, you will know, okay, to do the job of, we'll use the example of your listener there, senior administrator, the band in the company is between this and that. And basically, this is where you sit. But what it'll also do is it'll mean that if you're looking to get pay progression, i.e. a pay increase, you'll understand what is the company's criteria.
Yeah. And you know, you know what the ceiling, I suppose, is then as well. Listeners will hear a lot more about this because, as I said, this new EU directive is set to come in from next June. I'm sure between now and then we'll chat about it again. If you want to keep your thoughts coming into us, though, emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Mick, Hillary, Brian, Sheila and Caroline Reedy is the Managing Director of the HR Suite.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.